Patagonia, an endless and windswept land. Here, on the southernmost range of the Andes Mountains, is the home of the largest flying bird in the world, the Andean condor. Even today, we know very little about this magnificent bird, and there are very few dedicated to the study of its flight and its behavioral patterns. For more than 20 years, ornithologist Lorenzo Simpson has studied the condor, and recently, he has looked to the sky for answers to his questions like, how does the condor read the wind in order to maintain such long flights? What does the condor know about the air currents that we do not? Martin Valmijana is a paraglider pilot, and flying has been his passion for more than a decade. Martin feels a better understanding of the condor will improve his own knowledge of flight. Our story takes us on the road with Martin and Lorenzo as they join forces to learn and share the secrets of the flight of the condor.
Lorenzo!
Hola, Martin, ¿cómo estás?
¿Cómo andas?
Muy bien, che.
Qué sorpresa, ¿eh?
Yo tengo unas cuantas preguntas para hacerte.
Ah, mira qué bueno. Bueno, ¿nos podremos ver en casa más
¿En
tarde?
¿En tu casa?
Sí,
dale.
Tengo ganas de volar todavía.
¿Ah, sí? Bueno, yo bajo.
No entiendo cómo manejan el aire para poder sostenerse, porque nosotros vemos que estamos en un cerro y no pasa ni un cóndor y vemos que están todos pasando por la ladera de otro cerro.
Claro.
¿Y por qué pasan por ahí?
Bueno, vos entonces estás viendo por dónde andan los cóndores.
Sí. Tienen rutas definidas, las hemos estudiado, pero queremos saber por qué es una ruta.
Claro.
¿Verdad? ¿Por qué? ¿Qué es lo que está haciendo que eso sea una ruta?
Uy, sería re interesante ver.
Sí. Mirá, Martín, esta es la parte de la precordillera. Y acá es donde duermen los cóndores. El Cerro La Buitrera, que es una de las más importantes en la zona.
Over 3 feet in height, the Andean condor can weigh up to 30 pounds. Its feet reveal 4 short toes with rounded claws, which do not allow the condor to capture and fly away with prey, making it a scavenger bird, living solely off of already dead animals. Unlike smaller birds, the condor has a powerful and sharp beak that allows it to tear through the tough hides of animals as large as llamas and horses. Males have yellow-brown eyes, a frontal crest, fleshy folds on the face and neck, and are slightly larger than females, who lack a crest and have red eyes. High in the Andes, the condors gather and soar the mountain air currents in great numbers. This playful and communal behavior remains a mystery to those who have witnessed this awesome sight.
Acá estamos en el tronador. Yo siempre veo los cóndores venir a volar acá. O sea, no sé cómo lo hacen, ni sé por qué lo hacen realmente.
El lugar en sí es bastante técnico, es más difícil quizás. Quizás es un lugar para demostrar sus destrezas, ¿no? Es un lugar para enseñarle a sus hijos.
When the sun warms the face of a mountain, the heat radiates to form an enormous thermal air current. This process, combined with the ever-present Patagonian wind from the steppe, creates a thermal dynamic air current. When these wind factors converge, an ideal situation is created that allows almost effortless but extremely dynamic flying. Utilizing this natural phenomenon is one of the condor's best-kept secrets. In better understanding these wind currents, we are able to grasp the condor's ability to travel hundreds of miles in a day by simply using this great force of nature. Martin and Lorenzo deduce that the convergence of air currents is the primary ingredient to this incredibly unique condor flight school. The Enchanted Valley is nestled against the foothills of the Andes. It is one of the most beautiful and unique places in all of Patagonia. Volcanic eruptions created intricate valleys and rock formations, which make up a series of cave areas where the condors lay their eggs and raise their chicks.
¿Qué te parece este lugar?
Impresionante.
¿Viste lo que es la vista?
Es un buen lugar para espiar a los cóndores.
Parents are partners for life and lay an egg every 2 or 3 years. The chicks are covered by a brown down feather that protects them from the cold and also serves as a camouflage among the rocks. After the hatch, the condor chicks live in the nest for 7 to 8 months, during which time they grow to nearly the full size of an adult condor. The long hours spent in the nest are not in vain. There are many feathers to groom and two big wings to familiarize themselves with. Amid the harsh winter, the chick jumps with excitement in seeing its parents arrive with a crop full of food. Through natural instinct and the observation of its parents, they exercise their wings, legs, and tail. The chick doesn't find the encouragement it needs to fly with its parents. This process takes time as the chick prepares for the most important moment of its life, its first flight. The chick takes its first flight with its parents. And with each day, the chick will travel further away from the nest. This gradual learning process will help the chick prepare for the oncoming challenges in returning to the roosting area, as well as finding a food source on its own. Martine and Lorenzo have come a long way. Complementary backgrounds and a common goal to learn about the Andean condor have brought a new level of understanding of the flight and behavioral patterns of this magnificent bird. This road has just begun, and the condor will continue to soar through the Patagonian skies as long as there are people like Martine and Lorenzo who are willing to listen to the wind and to the earth, who understand nature's nuances and are able to teach them to others, those willing to unite and protect our environment, and especially those willing to travel along the path of the condor.